So today I wanted to talk about the lives of the 11 faithful apostles because they are some of the most inspirational people to me in church history. And I've been having a lot of fun recently researching all their lives, so I thought, why not make a video about it? Because the reality is, after following Jesus around for 3 years, the disciples didn't just go back to their normal lives, slightly holier and happier than before. No, they left everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. In order to go and make disciples of all nations, as it says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. These were normal people, just like you and me. They had normal jobs, like fishermen and tax collector, in order to provide for themselves and their families. Yet, after meeting Jesus, their lives were changed so radically that they left their homes, their jobs, everything they had ever known, in order to travel far and wide to proclaim this good news to others. They were subjected to brutal torture, public shame and humiliation, and even death for this news they were proclaiming. Yet, not one of them at any point even thought about giving up their faith. That's not the mindset of someone who has any doubt. That is not the mindset of someone who thinks that what they are proclaiming is unimportant. I think we should listen to what they had to say. Just quickly, before we get started, all the images that I am using will be from the show The Chosen because A, I'm obsessed with it, it's amazing and you should watch it. B, it's probably the only media platform ever to have this many apostles having this much screen time, so it's really easy to find good content. And C, I don't get copyrighted for it, which is always nice. Also, prepare for me to say tradition has it more times than you can count because there's a lot of things that we don't actually know and can only speculate about. But it will probably get really annoying, so I apologise in advance. When I talk about the apostles being early saints, this just means that they have always been considered saints since before there was an official canonisation system, but they've never been officially canonised despite being patrons and having feast days. And now, let's learn about the apostles. First, Simon Peter. Probably the most famous, or at least the most renowned, of all the apostles, Simon Bar-Jonah, or Simon, son of Jonah, because in Aramaic, Bar means son of, was most likely born around the year 1 AD, making him around the same age as Jesus during the 3 years they spent together. In Aramaic, his name would have been pronounced Shimon, and in Greek, Simon. However, he later became known as Peter after being named so by Jesus, which in Aramaic is pronounced Kephas, and apparently somehow in Greek this becomes Petros. I'm not sure how that translation works, but it probably has something to do with a rock, and I think we should just roll with it. We know he had a wife whom tradition has it travelled and was martyred with him. During his ministry, Peter founded the first church in Antioch, which was in Syria but is now in Turkey. After this, he travelled to Rome, where tradition has it he was martyred somewhere between the years 64 and 68 AD, being crucified upside down because he didn't think himself worthy to die in the same manner as Christ. Some Protestant apologetics claim that Peter never actually went to Rome and therefore never founded a church there, based on how some of the New Testament epistles tell us that he was preaching in Babylon. However, Babylon was destroyed in the year 539 BC in the war with Assyria, which is well documented in the books of Isaiah and Jeremiah. So personally, I find it hard to believe that Peter was kicking about Babylon in the first century due to its lack of, you know, existence. We know historically that Babylon was often used by the early Christians as a code word for Rome due to fear of what would happen to them if the Romans found out they were trying to preach a new religion to their people. This also makes a lot of sense in the context of the book of Revelation, where God's wrath and judgment is proclaimed upon Babylon, because the Roman Empire fell in 476 AD, just under 4 centuries after Revelation was written. Anyway, Peter was canonized in 1253 by Pope Innocent IV, and his feast day is on the 29th of June. He's the patron saint of the Pope and Rome, fishermen and sailors, and locksmiths, because he has the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Second, Andrew. Andrew Bar-Jonah was probably born in the year 5 AD, however other sources seem to have him as the older brother of Simon, so I guess we don't really know how old he was during the time he spent following Jesus. In Greek, his name is pronounced Andreas or Andraos. However, this name, in its origins, is inherently Greek and it can't be traced back to any Aramaic root. It's likely that Andrew wasn't actually his real name, but he used another name, much like Simon going by Peter. We don't know what his real name could have been, but his Greek name means brave, and the Aramaic for brave is Amits, so it's possible that his name could have been rooted in this word. Then again, maybe not. After his time following Jesus, Andrew travelled around a large proportion of what is now Eastern Europe and founded the church in Constantinople, Turkey, which is now known as Istanbul. He was martyred in the year 60 AD on the iconic X-shaped cross and was canonised by Pope Urban VIII in 1629. His feast day is on the 30th of November, which shouldn't be a surprise to any Scots watching, and he's the patron saint of Greece, Russia, Scotland, Barbados, a town in Italy called Amalfi, singers, spinsters, fishermen, women wanting to be mothers, gout, and sore throats. Third, Philip. Philip was likely born around the year 4 AD, and his name in Aramaic is Philippos, and in Greek is Philippos, which is nice and easy to remember. After Jesus, he travelled to and preached in Greece, Syria, and Phrygia, the latter of which is located in what is now Turkey. He potentially wrote a gospel, but it wasn't included in the Bible due to doubts about its veracity. There seems to be some debate about his cause of death as well. Some reports say he was whipped and crucified in 45 AD along with Bartholomew. Others say he was martyred in 80 AD at the ripe age of 76, either by being beheaded or stoned. All accounts, however, agree that he was killed in Hierapolis, Turkey. He's one of the earliest saints, and his feast day is on the 3rd of May. He is the patron of milliners, people who make women's hats, and patissiers, people who make pastries. Fourth, Matthew. Fellow Scots, please don't come after me, but Matthew is by far my favourite apostle. I mean, surely you agree that if he's not the best apostle, he's at least the most underrated apostle. He's so relatable with our own lives, having one heck of a past, being a traitor and a thief from his own people, serving the enemy who was oppressing them, and yet answering the call of Jesus, became not only one of the 12 apostles, but one of the 4 evangelists. I just love it. So inspirational. Tradition has it that Matthew bar Alphaeus, like Jesus, was actually from Nazareth, but we don't have any idea of when he was born. His name in Aramaic was pronounced Maticha or Matachu, and in Greek his name is Matthios. And if anyone knows how to pronounce 2 THs in a row, please tell me. However, in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus called a tax collector named Levi, whom tradition has it is the same person as Matthew. However, it's unclear why he would have used 2 separate names. After Jesus, he wrote a gospel, obviously. He also travelled to Media, Persia, and Parthia, which are all located in what is now Iran, and Syria, and finally Ethiopia, where he was martyred around 60 AD while he was celebrating Mass by being either speared, burned, stoned, stabbed, or impaled and then beheaded by the king of Ethiopia, who was annoyed at him because he told him that he couldn't marry his niece, who was also a nun. Yeah. Matthew, like Philip, was never actually canonised, as he has always been considered a saint, but his feast day is on the 21st of September, and he is the patron of, unsurprisingly, bankers and tax officials. Fifth, Bartholomew. Bartholomew was born in the year 1 AD. If you were paying attention during Simon's section, you'll remember that Bar means son of, which means that his name, in Greek, Bartholomaios, and in Aramaic, Barthalme, literally means son of Tholomew. However, in John's Gospel, he is referred to as Nathanael, or Natanael, in Aramaic. So it's likely that his full name was Natanael Barthalme, or Nathanael, son of Tholomew. It's unclear why he was called by his last name in most of the Gospels. There is also an alleged Gospel of Bartholomew, but again, its veracity is up for debate. After Jesus, he really got around, travelling to India, Mesopotamia, which is now part of Iraq, Parthia, which is now in Iran, Lycaonia, which is now in Turkey, Ethiopia, and finally Armenia, where he converted the king Polemius and was killed by the king's brother, who either crucified him with Philip or skinned him alive and then beheaded him in 69 AD. He also was never canonised by a pope, but his feast day is on the 24th of August, and he is the patron of bookbinders, plasterers, butchers, tanners, shoemakers, and Armenia. 6th, James the Lesser. We don't know when James bar Alphaeus was born, but he was possibly related to Matthew somehow, as their fathers had the same name, but this also could be a coincidence. In Aramaic, his name would have been pronounced Zavdi, and in Greek, Jacobos. And please don't ask me how we ended up translating this to James. Lesser in this context means he was either smaller in height or younger than James the Greater. He preached in Jerusalem for more than 30 years before he was stoned to death and buried beside the temple, but some traditions have him travelling to Ostrakeen, Egypt, where he was crucified. He's believed to have died in 62 AD and also allegedly wrote a gospel. He was an early saint and is traditionally commemorated on the 3rd of May along with Philip, but his feast day was moved to the 1st of May in 1955 and then finally to the 11th of May to accommodate for the feast of St. Joseph the Worker. He's the patron saint of pharmacists. 7. James the Greater. James Bar Zebedee, or James the Greater, meaning taller or older, was born in 5 AD and was 6 years John's senior. His Aramaic and Greek names are the same as James the Lesser's, and he was the first apostle to be martyred in 44 AD, just 11 years after Jesus ascended into heaven. According to Acts chapter 12, King Agrippa ordered him beheaded upon his return to Judea after the time he spent preaching in Spain. Surprisingly, he was only beatified in 1624 by Pope Urban VIII, and then canonized over a century later in 1726 by Pope Benedict XIII. His feast day is on the 25th of July, and he is the patron of Spain, Galicia, which now makes up part of Ukraine and Poland, Naples, Guatemala, Nicaragua, and fishermen. 8. John. John Barzebedee was the youngest of all the apostles, thought to have been born in 11 AD, making him just 19 years old when he started following Jesus, although he could have been even younger. In Aramaic, his name is Ioannin, and in Greek it's Ioannis. Tradition has it that after the Assumption of Mary, he travelled to Ephesus in what is now Turkey, where he remained and wrote the Gospel of John, as well as the three epistles, 1st, 2nd and 3rd John. However, there are also accounts of him having travelled to other parts of Israel, Palestine and Greece. He is the only apostle not to have been martyred, and is presumed to have died of natural causes at some point after 98 AD, making him at least 87 years old, which for the time was pretty impressive. He was an early saint, and his feast day is on the 27th of December. He's the patron of many, many things, including love, loyalty, friendship, poison sufferers, and authors. 9th, Thaddeus. We don't know where or when Thaddeus was born, but his name in Aramaic is Taddai, and in Greek is Thaddaios. In the Gospel of Luke, he's also referred to as Judas. After Jesus, he travelled to Judea, including a region called Idumea, Samaria, Libya, and Mesopotamia, maybe with Simon the Zealot. He was either beaten to death, hacked to death, or beheaded in Armenia in 65 AD. He is an early saint, and his feast day is celebrated on the 28th of October. He's now better known as St. Jude, patron of hopeless causes. 10th, Simon the Zealot. Again, we don't know where or when Simon was born. The Zealots were an extremist political group which had uprisen against Rome and were determined to drive it out by force when the Messiah came. Just think of the U-turn this guy would have had to do in his mind when he met Jesus. The rebel-turned-rabbi preached in Egypt and then joined Thaddeus in Persia, where he was either cut in half with a saw or crucified in the year 61 AD. His feast day is also on the 28th of October along with Thaddeus, and he is the patron of couriers, tanners, woodcutters, and sawyers. And finally, 11th, Thomas. We don't know where or when Thomas, or Doubting Thomas, was born, but tradition has it that he was also a fisherman, although there's no evidence to back this up. His name is Taum in Aramaic, and Thomas in Greek. Taum literally means twin, which means that he likely had a twin. Yeah, you can tell they were only expecting one child, am I right? A gospel entitled The Gospel of Thomas was found in 1945 in Egypt, although again, there is no evidence that it was he who actually wrote it. He primarily preached in India, where he helped build infrastructure, and was martyred there in 72 AD after being escorted onto a hill by a group of soldiers who proceeded to spear him to death. He was an early saint, and his feast day is on the 21st of December. He is the patron of judges and architects. So, that's a whistle-stop tour of the lives of the apostles after Jesus. The cause that these inspirational men dedicated their lives to and gave up their lives for is one that still perpetuates today. And we also are called to be preachers, evangelists, disciples, and fishers of men. Remember, like I said at the start, these were normal people, just like you and me. If they could do it, why not us?